Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Tomorrow evening at Milwaukee's U.S. Cellular Arena, the Brew City Bruisers will take to the rink for their last home roller derby bout of the season. Roller derby has boomed in recent years in Milwaukee, attracting many more competitors and spectators alike, and even spurring the development of a junior roller derby team. Writer Abby Callard immersed herself in roller derby culture for a recent profile of the Bruisers organization for Milwaukee Magazine, and she is with us to talk more about it. Nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
What drew you to the story of the Brew City Bruisers in the first place?
Well, Brew City Bruisers have always sort of been something that we've talked about in meetings. You know, Howie, our resident sports guy, has always been really interested in roller derby, and we were kind of trying to figure out a way to cover it. And I went to a film screening, I believe it was this past October, that the Brew City Bruisers did, and it was of a documentary. And it was more focused on sort of this struggle to be sort of a mainstream, respected sport. A lot of people see roller derby and they see kind of these, you know, these ridiculous stage names and the makeup and the outfits, and they're like, you know, this is just WWF sort of, you know, pro wrestling, not a real sport, and that's really, you know, pretty far from the truth of what it actually is.
You know, I've interviewed a few of the roller derbyists, roller derbyers, participants in the past, and it is still sometimes tough to get a sense for how they view it as a sport, as entertainment, as some kind of hybrid. What? How do people? It's hard to paint them all with the same brush, I'm sure, but how do people view it? Is it a sport on the same level to them as softball or hockey or whatever?
And I think a lot of that stems from sort of the way that the organization is run. I mean, none of, you know, everyone volunteers their time. In fact, the players actually pay to skate. And I think that's part of it. You know, and a lot of the girls have fun wearing the fishnets and the makeup and the names. And, you know, that is a lot of fun. But, you know, make no mistake, these are real athletes and that's how they want to be seen.
Walk us through exactly, I mean, because you, I think, recount in this story some scores from recent bouts and they were scores like the Battle Stars beating the Fox City Scream Puffs 345-86, the Bruisers beating the Appleton Paper Valley Roller Girls 217-150. How do you score points in this sport?
Yeah, so basically, you know, both teams have one jammer on the track, and the jammers have to get through this pack of girls that are trying to knock them on their butts. That's, you know, that's the point. And once you get through once, you have to skate all the way around the track, and then when you get back to this pack, every player on the opposing team that you pass is a point. And so when you see these really, really high scores, that's because these jammers are just getting through these girls and skating around. And, you know, the one score that you mentioned, it was the Battle Stars and the Fox City Scream Puffs. It was kind of an unevenly matched bout, for sure. And that's why, you know, the score, you can kind of see that reflected.
What do you think roller derby has caught on the way it has here? Is there something inherently Milwaukee about this sport?
I'm not sure if there's anything inherently Milwaukee. I guess, you know, for the size of the city that we have, the team is really visible and it has a lot of support. You know, I'm not really sure. It's a good question, though.
I mean, it has grown a lot in recent years. It used to play out in Franklin, is that right?
I think.
And now the bouts or the matches are in the U.S. Cellular Arena. What does game night feel like when you go to the U.S. Cellular Arena and this stuff is actually going on?
I think part of the interesting thing is how many different people are there and different types of people that are there. You certainly have, you know, a lot of the families and friends of the skaters, but there's also just families who aren't related that go. So it's a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, they do this ridiculous thing that's kind of based off of the, you know, sausage races at the Brewers, but it's a bottle races. And so there are these girls that are on skates and they have these bottle costumes on and they race around the track. It's just a lot of fun to go and it's loud and it's, I mean, I don't know. The whole theatrics of it plays out a lot in the bouts.
Do you get a sense for what it is that drives the women that take part in this? Are they in it for the physical contact? Are they in it for the exercise? Is it like being on a bowling team?
I mean, I think a lot of it is sort of the empowerment that you get. I mean, it's a violent sport. It's a very physical sport, and it's interesting that it's all women. And I think that that's part of it is that, you know, you're skating with these group of 90 women who all want to do the same thing. And I think there's something really empowering about that, and that's what draws a lot of people to it.
Now, I gather you have actually participated in some level at this.
Yes, some level. I am still trying not to fall on my butt when I skate. I certainly haven't done any hitting or any real playing, but I went to one of the Bruisers boot camps, and there's an exercise thing up in Cedarburg, actually, that's derby light. So it's, you know, the skating without the hitting and the violence.
Do you feel like you have some insight into what it's like on the track, though?
I think so. I mean, I, you know, when I was reporting for the story, I went to one of the practices, or a few of the practices, sorry, And sort of seeing it in that environment is a lot different than seeing it at the U.S. cellular. You know, when you're sitting up on the stands and you see a hit, that's one thing. But to see it sort of when you're, you know, on the same level and 5 feet away and actually hear everything that's happening is it seems a lot more violent there than it does at the U.S. cellular.
it does look like it hurts.
It does. And I'm sure it does. You know, and a lot of the girls will wear their bruises as like a badge of honor. You know, one of the girls was saying that, you know, she had this huge bruise on her shoulder, and instead of trying to cover it up, she wore a sleeveless shirt for 2 weeks to show it off. And that's sort of the mentality that you have to have, I think.
Do you think that the do the people who do this, do they think they're misunderstood? I mean, you mentioned the image that some people have of roller derby as like professional wrestling on wheels. Is that something that the people who do it are sensitive to?
I mean, it's hard to say. A lot of the girls kind of when they started were drawn by that sort of same aspect, sort of that fun theatrics of it. And then they get into it and realize how intense it actually is. And so I think they want to be respected, but they also want to keep some of those elements, kind of those kitschy, you know, the names again and the fishnets and things like that.
Did you have favorite roller derby names that came to your attention while you were reporting?
I think Milwaukee's Breast is a hilarious name. I mean, there's so many good ones. Super Hera is another good one. And, you know, a lot of the girls kind of will try to play off their own name. And so it's funny if you know their name and the derby name. Some of them are just hilarious. I mean, Grace Kelly is one that's in the story that's really funny, but that it has nothing to do with her real name.
You took part in the boot camp. Did you have to come up with your own name?
I actually did have one from the exercise thing that I was doing, and it was because I wore a pair of shorts from my high school track team that said "Giddy Up" on the butt. So that's what they started calling me, and I was like, "Well, that's good enough."
Anything else about the experience of the Brew City Bruisers or roller derby in Milwaukee that really sticks with you?
I mean, I think the exciting thing is that Milwaukee is sort of an up and coming league, and you know we're holding the WFTDA championships in November, and that's really a huge kind of thing for Milwaukee.
You're going to have to fill in what the WFTDA is for
the
people.
Women's Flat Track Derby Association. So that's sort of the kind of the international regulatory body of flat track roller derby.
And the significance of flat track in the old days in those 1970s roller derby movies and TV shows, mm-hmm. It was a bank track, correct?
Exactly. And there are still some leagues that do the bank track. There's a bunch out in California, I think, that still do it.
So you mentioned the kind of national championship event that's coming up. What do people who do this see as their ultimate aim? I think you're right that nobody's really hoping that this turns into a professional league like the NFL, right?
No. And I, you know, a lot of the girls that I was talking to, they sort of want it to continue to grow. They don't necessarily have a great idea of what sort of the end goal is. You know, one of the things that someone said is that they would like to be covered on the sports page of newspapers as opposed to sort of the lifestyle page. And that was sort of a really interesting kind of idea to me. I mean, being a reporter, that sort of resonates with me. But the other thing is that, you know, I believe in 2020 they're voting for a new sort of Olympic sport, and roller sports, including roller derby, is one of them. It's up for the vote.
Well, that would be something. Abby Callard, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Abby Callard is assistant editor at Milwaukee Magazine. Her article on the Brew City Bruisers is in the May issue. There is a link to it and an accompanying photo gallery from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. The Bruisers' last home meet of the season is tomorrow evening at the U.S. Cellular Arena. One last break, and then an essayist shares the story of the best prom she never had. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.